From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening in the Wookieeverse with the Wooks, music in the universal language. And the Wooks are here to speak it with you. The Wooks, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Bar with a shine in her eyes. She tells me her stories. She laughs and she cries. We sit and we talk for hours on end. She's working so hard, but she swears she can't win the race. She's miles ahead. A girl from the county. She's fine and she's fair.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts.
She's on the run, a narrow fate. She falls in his arms. Just Father, please help me. I'm taking his heart, it's done. The sweet laurel grows. The girl from the county, she's fine and she's fair. I know that she's going, but I don't know. With fear in their eyes, a girl from the county will tell you no lie. Will tell you no lie.
Give it up. All right. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm tonight's host of the program, Brad Becker, and I'm glad to be here for Red Barn Radio's 470th broadcast. Yeah. We'd like to thank you all for joining us for our last program of season 13. We're coming to you from the Performance Hall at Arts Place here in the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for tonight's guests, the Wooks.
Thank you.
Here's tonight's Red Barn Radio host, right. Brad Becker, speaking with the Wooks. Here's Brad.
All right. If you're just tuning in to Red Barn Radio, you were listening to perhaps the greatest band you've ever heard. This band is the Wooks, and I know the house is enjoying it. The Wooks are Arthur Hancock, Galen Green, C.J. Kane on guitar, Jesse Wells over there on fiddle, and Roddy Puckett laying down the bass. Great music tonight, you guys. Love the way you're mixing it up. We'd like to get to know all of you, and I might start at the bottom and work our way up. So I think I'm going to start with Roddy. Bottom meaning like the bottom, the bass,
the bottom
of the music, man. You're laying it down. It sounds great.
Thank you.
Journalism is kind of fun now because there's so much out there you can look at and listen to. And I had fun looking at some of the projects that you've been involved in the past. Tell us about some of your work that you've done, other than bluegrass.
Other than bluegrass?
Yeah.
I started about 20 years ago or so playing in Green Jeans. It was this jam band that we started here in Lexington. We were terrible. Eventually.
That's not true.
We persevered. And
I heard you guys.
Currently, I've been playing with this honky tonk band, the Kentucky Hoss Cats.
Okay. Do we have another? Is there another Hoss Cat in the house, actually?
Yeah, Jesse is an honorary Hoss Cat here.
Hoss.
And of course, Arthur. Everybody. I also play in a band called Owsley County. We used to be called Very Garcia Band, and we, of course, a lot of Jerry Garcia stuff. And that's how I started off, I got exposed to the Grateful Dead in 92, and there's no turning back for me. And
there's an obvious connection between them and bluegrass.
Absolutely, and I appreciate it.
I listened to your band, the Owsley. I listened to some clip online. It was fun. You all did Paul Simon. You did some Steely Dan.
Yes.
I was thinking, what Steely Dan tune would be good grassed up? I had kind of a tough time with that.
In another band I play in acoustically called Triple Crown, we try to do Kid Charlemagne to some extent.
Come on.
Seriously.
Not in a bluegrass style.
Yeah, well, kind of, sort of. We'll double time
a little
bit. But we learned the song, so we figured we should play it as often as we can, electric or acoustic.
She came along like she was hiding some deep secret. Now she's gone and I carry on to keep it. The cows are grazing, boys are fishing, it's getting good. Fate's an old woodpecker and I'm an old chunk of wood. Some mysteries we will never know. Then the crow made a nest. We shared a line etched in stone between 2 years. I aim to pack my grave someday and go see her. I wanna climb that ladder, Jacob, won't you hold? Gotta drop me a line this side of Jordan. Some mysteries we will never know. Turtle dove and the crow made a nest. The American dream suited us just fine. laid down easy in my time of dying.
I think if you got a guitar player like CJ in the band, you could probably do reeling in the years.
We could get away with a lot of stuff with CJ, thanks.
Yeah.
Brag on Roddy, though. He won't tell you this, but he's played in front of probably more people than any of us. He's played, did a show with Dark Star Orchestra in front of about 20,000 people.
Wow. Yeah.
I win.
I'm not going from the bottom up at all. I'm starting at the top. Were you playing electric bass, I guess, with that band, right? Do you play other instruments other than bass?
Yeah, I play guitar, mandolin, piano, whatever. Not very good, but I play it.
Yeah, right. I know what that means, not very good. When you guys say not very good, it means you confront the band as a guitarist. Roddy, thanks for talking to me. Nice to have you here.
They blew up the Chicken Man in Philly last night. They blew up his house, too. Down on the boardwalk, they ready for a fight. Wanna see what them racket boys can do. Trouble busting in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble on that promenade, and the gambling commissioner's hanging on by the skin of his teeth. Everything dies, baby. No honest man can pay. So I drew out what I had from that Central Trust, and I bought us two tickets on that Coast City bus. Everything dies, baby, and that's a fact. Maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair up pretty. Meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Hard to find. There's winners and there's losers, but I'm south of the line. I'm tired of getting caught out on that losing end. But I talked to a man last night, gonna do a little favor for him. Everything dies, baby, and that's a fact. Maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, put your hair up. In Atlantic City. Oh, meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Oh, meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Come on.
Just joined us. Tonight, we'll rip the books on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
Jesse is a multi-instrumentalist. I have seen him playing all of these instruments in different bands and other instruments not represented up here. You learned your first instrument was the fiddle?
It was actually the mandolin.
It's the mandolin.
When I was about 5 years old, I started trying to play the mandolin. And
on this program, one beautiful thing about this genre, you know, is that typically about family. I mean, there's something passed on from family members, and your dad plays.
Yeah, my father's an old-time fiddler, primarily, and as I was growing up, we had lots of fiddle music in the house, but we also had John Coltrane on the record player and the Beatles and a great variety of music. Of course, I wanted to be a lot like my father, so when I graduated high school, I started to learn the fiddle, so there's that college transition again. I left home, and this was what I missed. I missed my family, and I missed the music that they made, so that made me pursue fiddle and banjo music even more, the music of our culture and of my home there in Eastern Kentucky. I grew up in Johnson County, very rural part of Eastern Kentucky, between West Liberty and Paintsville. And had nothing else to do as a child but play music when I was growing up. We didn't have the internet, and hard to believe it wasn't that too long ago. But
yeah, right.
I moved to Louisville, Kentucky, and went to college and found my way back to Morehead State and actually finished my degree there.
Did you do jazz?
I studied jazz guitar at University of Louisville and then at Morehead State, but of course I lost interest in that pretty quickly. I still play a lot of guitar. I still enjoy that.
Did you feel that your jazz training was valuable for your, you know, for your musicianship?
Of course, yes. And the whole music education experience in college, studying music theory and music history, it was very important.
So you went mandolin to fiddle?
Well, I went mandolin to guitar to banjo to fiddle. So I ended up, the fiddle's probably the last instrument that I pursued. So, and it's the one I pursued the most passionately. So,
you've done good with it.
Well, I'm trying every day. I still practice.
You're just such a beautiful player. You just support the music in so many great ways. Tell us about the instrument you're playing, where that came from, and how many different fiddles have you had in your life?
I don't know.
Violin.
I don't know how many I own right now. So, right now,
yeah,
a couple of dozen. Not too bad. And this is a fiddle made by John Silikowski from just across the river in Indiana from Louisville. And he's a really popular fiddle builder. He builds instruments that are voiced for fiddle music primarily. He's an award-winning viola builder, but he makes great fiddles with a nice, deep, rich tone. And folks like Casey Dreesen and Michael Cleveland and Lucy Becker and some fine musicians play John's instruments.
Nice.
Yeah, we're always searching for good instruments. So if you have any Guarneris or Strads in your attic,
you know who to call, ladies and gentlemen.
Call on my own, but I'm satisfied. I got nothing to do. Sip bum for dime for some Red Mountain wine. Got a house in Carolina and a farm in Tennessee. Boxcar in Virginia and a shed in Waikiki. But I'm satisfied. I got nothing to do. Sip bum for dime for some Red Mountain wine. Call on my own. I'm satisfied. I got
said bum for a dime for some Red Mountain wine.
CJ Kane is a hot guitarist. Everyone agree? Yeah, who? All right. Who would not? CJ, you started playing guitar at 14. Is that right?
Yeah, 16 years ago, actually.
Yeah. All right. So that would make you. Yeah, got it. Okay. Yeah. Right.
22. I started kind of on the Stevie Ray Vaughan path and. I got frustrated and kind of laid it down for a few years, and then my dad kind of drug me out to the Festival of the Bluegrass and saw the Seldom Scene, and at the time Chris Eldridge was playing with them, and I kind of got the bluegrass bug. A few weeks later, he took me to see Tony Rice at the Kentucky Theater, and Guy Clark opened. Tony played, and then JD actually came up and played a few songs with him and Peter, and it was kind of All She Wrote after that, I guess.
Here's that family thing again. So did your dad really drag you to this bluegrass
festival?
Well,
I mean, for many years, I couldn't stand the music that he listened to, and it just seemed like a good time to go out there and hang out with his friends, and it was once I kind of saw how the jam sessions worked and seeing the music in person really opened my mind to it. There was a group of guys from London, Travis Hale, and they had the most epic jam sessions at that time at Festival of the Bluegrass, and they were a big influence on me, like, you know, getting started anyway.
Everyone in Nacogdoches knew Tom Ames would come to some bad end, cause the sheriff called him stealing chickens and such by the time that he was 10. One day his daddy took a $10 bill, he tucked it in his hand. He said, I know that you're headed for trouble, son. Mama wouldn't understand. So he took his dad's money and his brothers obeyed. He left without a word of thanks. He bailed in with his crowd in some border town. He took a robbing bank. Yeah, but outside the law, you look around how fast. A few years came and went, till he's trapped in an alley in Abilene. Thought before shell spent, and he realized praying was the only thing that he hadn't ever tried. He wasn't sure he knew quite how, but he looked up to the sky. You don't know me nothing as far as I know, Lord. I don't know nothing to you. I ain't asking for a miracle, Lord. Little bit of luck will do. And you know I ain't never prayed before, cause it always seemed to me that praying's the same as begging, Lord, and I don't take no charity. Guilty and his gavel came down just like a can shot. I went away quietly, I began to file and plot. And they sent the preacher on down to my cell. Said, Lord is your only hope. It's the only friend you're gonna have, son, when you hit the end of Parker's Road. And I guess he could have kept on preaching to Chris, but he turned his back on me. I put a homemade blade to that golden throat, asked the deputy for the key. Devil himself, the devil himself's been strictly touch and go.
but who in the hell am I talking to? There ain't no one here but me. So he cocked both his pistols and spit in the dirt and walked out into that street. Tries to hide her pain inside her ever-loving soul. It's hard for you to run away, it's hard to hang around. No, it's not the answer, yes, it'll burn you down. You can take the detour, the shortest way around. White lines, neon signs will put you in the ground.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with the Wooks, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with the Wooks after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.